And welcome to another episode of Papa's Football Podcast. Oddly named because I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. The show today, we've got the lovely Brian Bolte via Skype.
Hello, boys.
Yes, you get to talk now, Brian. I've manually lowered the Tecmo Bowl music, so you can talk at a normal volume. It's all great. We've also got Teacup.
Yeah, Teacup.
Teacup.
I like my new nickname.
Teacup in studio. Travis right. Sizzle, a.k.a. Travis Dorward.
Sizzle.
T-Sizz. But I like Teacup. You're
stacking
right.
Stacking up on the nicknames.
Yeah, it's getting a little... You're kind of like a brother in the hood right now. It's like, you mean Pepe? No, man. I'm talking left leg.
Fucking Teacup!
And we have in studio a guest. We met, I guess, when we first... Not you, but when Pete and I first started doing stand-up, Brandon Morgan.
How's it going? You can call me Teaspoon if you want.
There you go, Teaspoon. Brandon, how long have you been doing stand-up in the D.C. area?
I'm probably coming up, realistically, about a year. I started maybe like a year and a half was like the first time I went up, but like going consistently like the past year.
And Brandon revealed he's about as lazy as me when it comes to the stand-up. We're doing like That's a true. Week each.
Yeah, I think, like I said, doing a little over a year. And
how long have you been good at it?
Am I good at it?
He's a natural, age 14, dude. Get off his ass. The purpose of the show is to just have a, you know, talk about our favorite stories from the previous week. If there's anything coming up that interests us in NFL football, not girl football, soccer, as the, you know, the Europeans, all that stuff, the good stuff, Christ's football, and really pro football. I don't even like that college so much.
College?
I'm looking at Travis in the eye right now as I disparage his precious college ball.
Oh, that's my baby, man.
I know.
College football.
Your baby's fat and sloppy. And doesn't entertain me.
Well, so is I as a baby.
Like father, like son.
Kindred spirits. I feel like I'd like college football more if I didn't work like every Saturday since I was 15 years old.
Oh, what are you like a...
Dude, quit.
You do
it's
server
awesome.
Stuff and so you have to...
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
I started at McDonald's, but then worked at like Outback and a bunch of restaurants.
So it was like a bunch of drunken 50-year-old guys that went to Virginia Tech back when like... There was one
it,
black person.
Yeah, it's a good bit of that. And like, I don't know, I mean,
you,
I didn't...
You weren't loving it?
But they were loving me, though. They offered me like a king's ransom to stay when I told them I was leaving, but I didn't do it. And part of me wondered if I should have done it.
What, people, to stay at Mickey D's?
Yeah, and I told them I was going to leave. They're like, oh, we'll give you whatever you want within reason.
Did they just want like a white face? Was that it?
I don't know. I mean, I was really good at the drive-thru.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
Families will stop coming if you leave.
In this area, it's incredibly rare to see a white person doing food service. Like, if you go down south, it's just everywhere.
I'd say it's more medium rare.
And it's
not
amazing. You see a white person serving you, and not going to lie, it gives you a bit of an ego boost. Yeah, I'm better than you. This is happening. Sorry. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that, Brandon. That was very hurtful of me. Yeah, so there was some crazy shit that happened. By the way, this one, we can be dirty. Because this is pod only, really. Once a year, I give them, at this radio station, an episode of this show to roll with.
Yeah, butt crack.
Woo. Yes.
Yeah.
Find the show, by the way, pfpod.com, and listen to our main show, the talk show, that isn't football-based at inpapasbasement.com. Those are both on iTunes and Stitcher and all that shit. So... Brandon, you are a Bucks fan. I want to know who hurt you, why that happened, what went wrong.
Yeah, I am regrettably a Bucks fan, but you know I love it thick and thin. They've always been close to my heart.
Why?
I was born in Tampa and I lived in Florida for about 13 years. So
are you sure that's not a tumor?
Yeah.
How are you not a piece of shit then? You're a good guy.
I think I got out the right time.
Okay.
I left like when I was probably like 12, 13, right around then. So I feel like had I stayed through my teen years, it really would have. Solidified me as a real douchebag.
I think, yeah, puberty in Florida fucks you for life.
Yeah, I saw some people like a couple years ago went back, and I saw some people who didn't get out.
They were pretty much the movie Bully. Sorry, that's
haven't seen it.
No one ever get that fucking reference. It's something that when my brother and I first got Showtime, we
I'm
watched.
Sure, you know I'm sure
I have
it was
seen
real
that
clever.
Actually,
maybe
don't think they kill a kid, right?
Yep, yeah.
Okay, I have seen that.
See, Florida rite of passage over there, killing a kid, hiding the corpse.
Makes me feel like home.
Hide
like
him like in a swamp or something too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They hide the titular bully.
Yeah. As far as I know,
you're
like
bringing up some memories from Brandon's youth here.
They were previously successfully repressed.
Did you murder a man named Teacup? Is it all coming together?
I became Teaspoon when I killed Teaspoon.
Whoa.
It's kind of like Highlander in that way.
You're in the uppity part of Florida. The Tampa and Bradenton area is not that bad. I think that's why you turned out okay. I lived in Panama City Beach for a year and ran out of there. That's the part where the people are killed for no reason. Well, and do all the crazy method things.
I didn't stay there. I moved around literally every year of my life up until eighth grade. I moved at least once. So I lived in Tampa, and it's a little dirtier when you are on the border side of town. Like, I didn't realize until I was, like, probably 10
years
old.
There's another way to refer to that side of town, Mr. PC.
It was the real ghetto. Like, I didn't realize houses came without bars across the windows and doors until I was 10 years old. So you had to keep the crackheads out.
Oh, God. So that's why you have three last names, all the moving around?
Just hoarding them.
Yep.
One in honor of each dad.
Mom, I'm scared. I haven't seen a gun.
I lived in Miami for a bit, too. I saw, like, three people get shot outside that apartment we lived in at that time, and I was like, we should probably move, maybe.
Me too. I saw this guy. He shot a dude who was wielding a chainsaw. He had just killed his friend Angel Fernandez, and
with the chainsaw.
It was pretty intense.
Jeez. Is this Street Fighter that you're talking about?
Scarface, but close.
This is something to masturbate to this day.
I fell for it.
And later that guy, got involved with Frank Loggia, and he rose through the criminal underworld. There you go. All right, that was the worst detour I've ever fucking taken. So you're a Bucks fan. They had that one Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was great. It was a lot of fun. Still live vicariously through that one year.
What was that, 02?
Yes, I believe so. I think
02 season, maybe.
I think it was the 01 season, 02. 02, okay. Happened. But yeah, I feel like I feel a kindred spirit with like a lot of Redskins fans, because I feel like I'm always very hopeful before the season starts, and then everything just crumbles and falls apart. Like, oh, we have such good, like, there's so much potential here, so many good weapons, things are starting to turn around for us, and then it ends up being more of the same.
One of us, Gooble Gobble, we accept him, one of us.
I just want to say, as a Skins fan, I like the Bucks because they're probably one of, what, four squads that are shittier than us? That we can reliably, like, point to and be like, haha, you
fucking suck. Now? Or just as a...
Like the last decade or so, I want to say the Bucks have been shittier, the Browns have been shittier.
I mean, the Jags are doing well this year, so they're...
Rams, kind of, maybe?
Even they're coming back, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, thank God for the Bucks. Thank God so hard for them.
You a big Dirk Koetter fan?
I
love saying his name.
Dirk Koetter.
Honestly, I always forget how you're supposed to pronounce
Koetter?
It.
He sounds like a man who was shot trying to cross the Berlin Wall. Like, remember when Dirk Koetter bled out across that barbed wire? The Dirk Koetter.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how I feel about the whole, you know, they're saying that there's apparently a rift between he and old Jamise.
Oh,
They claim it's not real. They're saying there's, you know, the relationship is still strong, but I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I was kind of skeptical when they drafted him, and... He's had some good times. He's had some real bad ones, too, so.
Who, Crab Legs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Crabs.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, who's the franchise going to go with? The coach with a losing record or the quarterback they drafted to hopefully build around for the next 15 years? Yeah. I don't know. Well, real head scratcher.
They're one of these teams this year that had high hopes and have failed miserably. I was one of those stupid people who had... got sold into them because of Hard Knocks. And
I purposely didn't watch it as much as I wanted to for that reason.
I was so hyped up on them. That's one of the best parts. I've watched Hard Knocks every year, and that was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
HBO has that effect on me.
You watch too much TV, buddy. You just have too much time to watch TV. Tampa Bay.
Awesome.
I love the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for this reason. They got me into gambling. I won $1,000 on the 2003 John Gruden Super Bowl year. And that was my hooked me on gambling. I've never won a penny since.
Happen.
But that's why I love gambling.
Yeah.
And that's why I like your Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah.
And
they have a pirate ship really in their stadium. So.
That is true. They score a touchdown and cannons fire.
Hey,
like a fancy Chuck E. Cheese.
Tampa Bay, we're going to win. What was that? That was their like fight song in the.
Oh, I wanted to think you were making that up.
No. That was legitimately their fight song when they had the creamsicle uniforms when they lost like 20 games in a row.
Oh, back in the day?
Yeah.
Who was that fucking coach of theirs, like, for their absolute, their bottom, their fucking...
I forget his name, but meteor. I just remember when they finally broke that losing streak, they, like, popped champagne in the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was tremendous. He had all these great lines. He's like one of the wittiest coaches I've ever, like, you know, what did you think of your team's execution? I'm in favor of it.
Oh,
like,
by the way, thank you for Doug Williams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
we got
very yeah. sweet of you.
That's yeah. a good pull. Yeah. Doug Williams, thank you very much.
Good for you. All right, now that we've lost literally everyone, let's get to the stories of the week. First of all.
Why? Because I brought up a black guy? Like, what?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It,
well, yeah.
Just like the neighborhoods that Brandon used to live in. That caused white flight, and all now right. the episode's over. Before we get rolling, I just want to announce this is the start of Saturday games. I think those might be throughout the rest of the season. At the very least, we do have Saturday games, 4:30 and 8:30 p.m. I don't know who's playing. I think maybe the Chargers for one of them, and I'm kind of digging the Chargers.
I think the night game is Chargers Chiefs. I will confirm that.
Yep. All right, sounds really good.
That's a, right. I'm Chargers Chiefs, and that's for the division. Who is going to be in first place
yeah,
in the division?
Much, yeah.
Chargers
excited for that.
Looking great. Four yes. wins in a row.
I fucking hope that they win just despite San Diego. I don't even know who I'm siding with in that. I fucking hate both sides. I don't like San Diego because everyone's pretty and it's warm there. And I don't like the Chargers because their management is, they're owned by some cheap Greek piece of shit. Who's Spanos?
Wait, what?
Chargers owner is a piece of shit.
Yeah, Spanos. He's just like Angelos. Yeah. Like fucking, the Greeks put the Jews to shame. Like when it comes to stereotypes about money, if your team is ever purchased by a Greek, assassinate him. Like just fucking murder him unless you want 30 years of pure misery. They are the cheapest nickel and dimiest millionaires I've ever known. Like Peter Angelos has fucking run the Orioles into the ground. They've almost become the Browns of baseball. I mean, there's a lot of teams like that. Don't get me wrong, but Angelos is a gigantic.
Speaking of Browns, he really likes anal. That's why I like Greeks.
Yeah, the Greeks are your spirit animal, given your butthole fascination.
They really are.
yeah. So we've got what games again? Teacup
on Saturday.
Yeah.
Bears Lions in the
At 4:30.
I'll watch
both. Here.
I'll watch both.
No one cares, Chargers Ryan, teams. About West Coast.
God bless you and the fucking West Coast thing you got going. I'm so jealous of that.
And then Sunday we got Rams Seahawks at 4:05.
You mean 1:05 for Ryan?
Patriots Steelers at 4:25.
All right. Well,
other than that, it's kind of like. Gives a shit.
Well, I know that's the beauty of the end of the season, at least for me. I had really started tapping out on football this season, like hardcore, skipping a lot of games. But I forgot how lovely it is near the end of the season, the way they've scheduled things, where it's a lot of in-division games those final 3 weeks. And I'm fucking hooked, man. I was watching it left and right. I mean, you have to not watch what's going on in D.C. You have to skip the Skins game. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I was like, look, I can't openly say I'm rooting against the Redskins. I want them to win. But if they lose, I'm kind of horny for the Chargers this year. So that wouldn't be the worst.
I hated
thing.
Last week. Like, I couldn't not watch the Redskins game, but there's so many better games going on.
Dude, I watched the Jags-Seahawks, and I think there's one other game during that slot.
Rams-Eagles.
Yes, I was juggling the two of them.
Oh,
those were both fucking incredible, generating two of the biggest stories of the week.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm stuck watching the Redskins try football. Like,
yeah, you're
not even really.
You're watching a team that the only part of championship football they're managing to sync with is the injuries. But the Eagles, they had the prime injury, but like they also win the NFC East. Carson Wentz gets the touchdown record for the team on his busted ACL throw.
I hate that happened. I like Carson Wentz despite him being on the Eagles, but...
So far, me too.
Silver lining, we get a third Jeff Fisher quarterback in the playoffs.
That is true.
Foles.
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum and Jared Goff.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So he's...
I will be done.
Jeff Fisher is probably going to be slugging down some Jack Daniels.
Oh, I can actually give you a Jeff Fisher segment in a second.
Oh, true?
Oh, true. I got a bit of a thing for Jeff Fisher. I realize he's a piece of shit now, in retrospect.
Yeah.
Like,
he's got a soft spot in my heart, because my dad, when he had a mustache, he looked just like him.
Really?
Yes.
Your dad's mustache tickles. I love it.
I can just imagine
a beehole, though.
Yeah, you need to butch up your asshole, man. It's got a little annoying getting back there and you're just laughing like a girl.
Start wiping with sandpaper.
The story of the week, let's be honest, Carson Wentz, ACL tear, out for the season. Dude, as a Redskins fan, I can't speak for you guys, does not bug me like Dak Prescott, and not like in a racial way. I just really hate the Cowboys that much more. Like,
I wasn't thinking it was a racial thing in the well, until you brought that up.
You made me think that, and that makes you the racist. The Cowboys, I really wish all the ills in the world upon, and the Giants, not far behind. Like, I don't like them so much, but the Eagles are just such have-nothings, and I enjoy Philly. Like, when I'm driving through Philly, like, there's some dirty shit bars in the row houses of Philly's. Like, if you've ever driven through the Philly row houses, you will legit see just like house, and then on the corner, like on the edge of a townhouse, as you would have in our civilized area, just a bar. And you're like, how many mob murders have taken place in this shitty bar that's been around since like 1896? Like, the things that have happened in that bar. Like, it's true hipster dive bar, you know, like...
You know, they threw batteries at Santa. On some level, you gotta respect it.
Yeah, like, exactly. They are such pieces of shit. It's just a mob movie come to life. You're like, God help us if that was the entirety of the world. But for 2 hours, I'm rooting for this. I'm liking this. And, yeah, that's Philly doesn't bug me the wrong way. Like, New York bugs me. I go to that city a lot. I've never clicked with it. Geez. I want to fucking click with it. Oh God, we'll do the Jewish bit. My mom is rolling hard with the Jewish bit this Christmas, or should I say this Hanukkah, now that she learned via Ancestry.com that she's 1/16th, and she's narrowed it down to
so she gets to celebrate half a day? Is that
like Hanukkah? A quarter of one candle, or she gets half of one candle, I get a quarter. Yeah, no, it's
hey,
weird.
Hey guys, please don't leave the studio due to this bit. Please stay in the studio. John, this is just a horrible bit. I'm going to hang up.
Inside joke, Brandon.
Yes.
Inside joke. Yeah. Our listeners know the joke.
But yeah, I like Carson Wentz, especially because season one, I thought he was kind of a bust. And let's be honest, like compared to Goff, like he's the more retardier looking of the two, right?
He looks like Prince Harry.
Well, Prince Harry's kind of got like the handsome ginger look to him.
I know, they both look retarded, like gingers.
He's just a goofy Dakota guy. You can't.
He doesn't have the look of the starting quarterback. Well, fuck, Peyton Manning is kind of.
Yeah, those are the guys you want, apparently.
Yeah,
Matthew Stafford. I always felt like he's kind of. I don't know. I never saw him as like a great like chiseled leader kind of face.
No, he looks like more than most. He looks pretty downsy.
Yeah, like just a real doughy face.
Yeah.
Who was it? I missed you.
Matt Stafford.
I find him handsome and I'd suck his dick.
So you're saying like when the Skins are, you know, they're obviously going to let our dude go, Kirk, and they're looking for a new quarterback with
bring
those,
him on to Tampa,
quote unquote, skin tangibles. Should they be looking really for like signs of fetal alcohol syndrome? Like, is that what we're just like fucked up nose bridge, wide eyes? Okay, cool.
Let's give a football to Devin Brent.
This kid's got something. Walk on starting quarterback in the NFL, Devin Brent. So I did not like seeing, I got to see that play live where Carson Wentz ripped out his ACL, like a dunce going for it. And
it's pronounced a seal, like the carry on.
Hackle. So, yeah, where does that leave them? I mean, they have Nick Foles now. They have their old quarterback who a couple years ago under, it was the year one of Chip, right? That he just fucking lit up.
What's that?
Thank you.
And I forget if Andy Reid was still there when the first year he lit it up, but I think that was his rookie year.
I think it was the one Chip Kelly year that was kind of everyone's like, he's lighting the world on fire.
I mean, either way, don't sleep on him. Like, he sucked when he became a Jeff Fisher quarterback, and we've seen what happens when quarterbacks get out of that situation.
I think the Eagles are sufficiently deep enough that they could still make playoff noise. Will they win the
How
Super Bowl?
How deep are they?
So deep that Travis's mom said, stop tickling me with your mustache on my BH.
I love
I don't think they're as ill-equipped as a lot of teams that have lost their starting quarterback. Now, he could go out next week. Who are they playing Sunday?
Giants.
See, that's such a... We're not going to be able to determine shit from that, because the Giants are just meh at this point. Yeah, they're nothing. I don't think they're winning anything, but...
I mean, I think I'm more excited for these playoffs than maybe I've ever been. The NFC picture was already super interesting. Now it's got any six teams I could easily see winning the conference.
Except the Redskins, they got eliminated Sunday.
Well,
you get there.
Yes,
you get there. All right,
they're horrible.
And the parallels were immediately being drawn. I guess I haven't seen enough of Wentz, you guys, to have really thought of him in the vein of RG3. There was a lot of that being bandied about after the injury, though, because I guess that makes it that much easier to draw the same conclusions. Like, this is, you know, he's a reckless guy. I didn't realize he was that I thought he was like white boy mobile. Like, on occasion you get a scramble here and there. Does he have the same rep of being a damn idiot that takes unnecessary hits?
No, it's calculated risks with him, I think. Like, okay. He was diving for a touchdown. With RG3, he didn't know how to slide.
Yeah,
he
would RG3, like, would have been, like, 3rd and 17 trying to get 2 yards and getting the same injury. You're like, oh, boy.
Yeah, Wentz isn't an idiot. It was just, it happens.
I mean, that was my initial vibe when people were...
White boy mobile.
Yeah, exactly. The occasional...
That's why I got hurt.
The occasional tasteful run. Like a tasteful white boy dong. Just a nice 7 inches, a girth you can take home to mom. And just the porridge that Goldilocks fucked.
a girth that you can
take home. Nice for mom or to mom?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
I don't know why I thought that was really funny. But...
Somebody's mom likes a nice girth.
Maybe it's
piece.
Just because it came out of John's mouth. That...
Oh.
Ooh, that's sexy.
Speaking of RG3, do we want to touch on that one real fast? I found a gem of an article. Like, the dude doesn't.
I thought he was out of my life. I don't. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like hearing about the ex that broke your heart, and 5 years later you're like, no, I've moved on. What? She got herpes? She miscarried? What happened? Tell me. So RG3 revealed. Shall we call it that? Brian, you want to take point on this? But it was an article I found saying RG3 let slip. I guess he was getting interviewed by what's her face that just got suspended by ESPN like 2 months ago? Like Jamel Harris or something? Or
did Jamel I just... Hill?
Okay, cool. I didn't want to get the first part wrong because then I'd sound very bigoted is the technical term.
Jashik when...
Yeah, if I was like Jemaine Thompson? No, I don't watch a lot of ESPN. Anyhow, she was her and who's her partner in crime? What's that show they do? I shouldn't have said partner in crime. Fuck.
Honestly, I really don't watch ESPN very much. I don't even know what her show is.
Is she the black dude she has a show with? I don't fucking know.
Is she with Stephen A. or is that some? I don't know. I don't.
Younger dude.
I don't care.
I think his name's Michael. Maybe. What? I don't know.
We should probably stop guessing. And
no, this is we're gonna take up 30 minutes and we're just gonna keep Nick.
We're going to just play
Sebastian?
Hangman to guess that. Oh, I shouldn't have said that either. Travis, why are you putting your hands up? That's wrong. He revealed, and I'm saying revealed like I would say I revealed Pamela Anderson offered to blow me when I was 14 years old, that he tended offers from both the Ravens and the Cardinals this offseason and turned both down because they weren't the right fit. Brian?
Here's the interesting point. They said, well, why would you not want a contract? And with Arizona, he said, well, they already had Carson Palmer, who I wouldn't mind learning behind and playing with. Mm-hmm. But they also have Blaine Gabbert. Is it Stanton that's in there right now?
Stanton, I think, is their current starter.
No, Gabbert
Correct.
Is.
Oh, Gabbert is. Okay.
Yeah, Stanton was in and then Gabbert was in. But then he said, they're not going to carry 4 quarterbacks. So basically, he was saying he's not good enough to beat out Gabbert or Stanton, and neither one of them are good quarterbacks.
Not particularly.
And those are his words. Those were his words.
Okay.
And that kind of shocked me because it's RG3, and I would think you'd have a little more confidence in yourself. This is why I think it's BS. I don't think there was actual a contract. They might have talked to him or called his agent, I don't think they were offered him a contract. I think the same thing with Baltimore, because he said, well, Baltimore called me before the preseason game against the Redskins, and they wanted me to play. And I didn't think I was ready to play, because I didn't know their book or something to that effect. It's like, it's the preseason. That's what you do. You get thrown in. You only have to know a handful of plays because you're going to play a couple downs, and that's it.
I'm just, like, not to be a dick, but, like, he knocked up the second broad he's with, right? Greta?
Yep.
Yeah, the FSU girl that he left his wife.
Yeah, for. And he had the wife who's getting spousal support and child support, I'm guessing, like, a bunch of support. Like, what's the dude's income? Like, Subway ain't hollering. Like, he's not doing Eastern Motors ads.
I mean, I'm sure he has plenty of money saved up. He had a ton of endorsements when.
And John, didn't he get signed before the new agreement came through? Didn't he get a shit ton of money?
No, he was in his contract. He was absolutely after that CBA. That's why he was.
Yeah, he was on the new like rookie.
He was drafted year of that new rookie wage scale, and that's why people didn't criticize as much giving away the farm for the dude, because it was like, look, that first round pick is, I think, tying your hands to like 24 mil. Like, I think the rookie scale back then, it was like a 4-year contract at about 6-ish a year with a 5th-year option. And so people are like, well, fuck, if he's a bust, at least like you're not losing legitimately like 49 mil as well as the picks. But I mean, not to sound
his
like a
net
complete...
worth is quoted at $13 million.
All right, fuck. And good for him, man.
The internet never lies, but I believe it. Because remember, when he came to Skins and he got the Rookie of the Year, he had, you name it, he was on the television all the time. And it wasn't just locals, national stuff,
beloved.
Subway. And
he was beloved.
And even if he ever is strapped for cash, he just needs to go to Baylor and do it. They'll pay him for anything. Like,
that's true.
Sign autographs, like.
He could legit go down there and do the Donald Trump thing where he kills someone and like everyone just looks the other way and is like, I what happened? This bullet found this man's skull and I can't put two and two together. So we got that. We've also got, like I mentioned, going on when Carson Wentz's knee was ripped out. I was juggling it with the Seattle Jaguars game, a game that...
it's a Seattle Seahawks, John.
Seattle versus the... Thanks. The Seattle Jaguars, the Jacksonville Hawkbirds.
go Red Hawks.
Red Tails.
Red Tails.
Red it is.
And this is, again, a storyline. I wouldn't have given a shit about this game on paper going into the season, but I really had not seen much of the Jaguars thus far, and they came in at 8-4. The Seahawks were also 8-4. I hate the Seahawks. I hate them very fundamentally. I've stopped really hating Russell Wilson so much, but the rest of the team is, as they proved during that game, pretty fucking classless. And I'm not one of those like white dudes who's like, win with honor and all that kind of shit. But like, even by my very lowered scales, they are classless pieces of shit. I'll break down the game for you. Late on, Jags needed to get one first down to pretty much ice the game. That was it. Like, Seattle had one timeout, I believe. They could not stop the clock. They get it. Leonard Fournette on third down runs for like 12 fucking yards. And that's that. Fucking old. You know, the fat bitch done sing. Like, after a very physical game. God, the Jaguars defense, dude, they really strike me as like a young Seattle, where it's like you look at all the talent they have going and they're all on these rookie contracts. It's fucking insanity. Mm-hmm. Like, they're paying the team in circus peanuts. It's nothing. Like, 3 years from now when all those contracts come up, well, you're going to see what happened with Seattle, where suddenly your third round quarterback is like, I now make $25 million a year. And you're like, fuck me, that hurts. And your Richard Sherman equivalent. I forgot their...
Jalen Ramsey.
Ramsey and they have Clay as well, or Clay's
if you just want me to name their like good players, inside linebacker Miles Jack, their other corner AJ Bouye.
Now who's the racist, Travis?
No, his last name's actually like Bouye.
I know.
That was funny. But yeah. I don't know what you just said, but I'm going to take it as a disrespect.
You should. You should, teacup.
But yeah, they lot. Yes, good comparison with young Seattle. Continue.
Yeah, and like, you really, if seeing them on the rise, you really hope they get it done fast, because in a couple of years they won't be able to. Like, even Blaine Gabbert, I don't know when the fuck his Rook contract is up. They might have re-signed him already, but that shit will hit the fan because
Blaine Gabbert is on the finals.
The fucking Blake Bortles.
Bortles there. He's playing better now, but...
But you know he's going to march in with the balls to be like, I'm the reason of this resurgence. Call me Jesus Christ himself.
They know. They benched him at before the season started for a week for...
leaving the seat up?
Can't think of the backup's name right now, but... they're not really viewing him as the quarterback as the Chad Henne.
He's from Miami. Chad Henne, Michigan. Yeah.
Oh God. Oh, sorry. I thought you meant Pennington for a second because I'm senile, and I was like, he's still in the league. What happened?
But he's playing well enough. They'll probably keep him for next year, and then if they keep winning and he's not screwing up too much,
as long as he knows
they
his
might.
Place.
Yeah, exactly. Like they might.
They took his fifth year option. Which a lot of people gave him a hard time for, but now it looks like they're going to win the division, so he really is
on the tail end of that contract then. Oh, shit.
If you look at the best defense in the league as far as points given up, the Jags have given up the least amount of points.
I thought they led in pretty much every tangible, like every quantifiable thing. The Jags defense was near the top. Like, they're really on fire this year. As long as Bortles doesn't fuck up hard, as long as he doesn't Munson or Bortles the situation, like, they could
go. He can Alex Smith a game and win.
I know you're not a fantasy guy, John, but their defense is, like, as far as calling them a player, as far as fantasy is concerned, they're, like, top 30, which is absurd for fantasy.
For a defense,
yes.
Okay, I grasp that much of defense.
Yeah, so they're, like, on par with, like, a pretty good running back or wide receiver as far as fantasy points.
Cool. I meant that semi-sincerely. Cool. Yeah.
Sounds super sarcastic.
So after they pretty much put the game on ice, the Jags, as one is wont to do, when that bitch done be done, they go victory formation. And Seattle, being the classless pieces of shit they are, charged the victory formation. Not once, but twice. I think the first time, I have it punched up here, Michael Bennett, like,
shocking,
rolls onto the leg of the Jaguar center. I don't have his name, but he just fucking,
who,
like,
who cares?
Legit, sorry, like, falls to the ground and then does, like, you know, like, you're practicing stop, drop, and roll right into the back of this motherfucker's knee.
Yeah, it was
knees.
Purposeful.
Oh, yeah.
Then it wasn't, like, an accidental, like, oh, I kind of fell on your leg.
No, he was being a complete piece of shit.
I'm taking you down.
Then Sheldon Richardson throws a punch.
He thought it was a Las Vegas cop. That's what happened with Michael Bennett. He was having a flashback. Sorry.
Oh, was Bennett that dude? Who, like, yeah.
Yeah, it was that dude.
Oh, no.
He fought the cops in Las Vegas.
Like, when that first went down, I was just like, I can't believe the police would do that. Just what an abuse of power. And then I heard the tape came out. I never really got off my lazy ass to watch it, but they're like, nah, Michael Bennett could have been, like, a bigger piece of shit in the tape. And I'm like, oh, okay, then. Well,
people are saying that's why he didn't get suspended for this. Like, NFL doesn't want to make themselves look like racist, I guess.
Oh, have they already sorted out suspensions for this?
I'm pretty sure that they, like, I think it came out today that their reasoning was that he was going after the ball.
That's right. Okay, you're absolutely correct. Yes, they did say he was going after the ball and they let it slide, which is just a crock of shit. Like, it's a victory formation, yep, dude. That's it. Like, just let it go.
I don't hate when, like, defenses in that situation play hard to, like, force a fumble. But in this situation, they were clearly just pissed off and just wanted to, like, hurt somebody.
I feel like Tampa did the same thing when...
When Chiano was
when
coach.
He was on there. And, like,
I remember that a couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the way I view it, it's kind of shitty, but it's also sort of the equivalent of, like, a Hail Mary for defense. Like,
yeah.
If you're the offense and you really don't want that to happen, then go to shotgun. Because... Like, if you're on their center and they go full speed, there's, like, a 0.5% chance that you could cause a fumble, but at least there's a chance.
I get what you're saying. It's one of those things where I think you just gotta...
Yeah, like...
For player safety...
I lean towards that side, but I'm saying I don't hate it usually, but this situation, it was
They
bullshit.
Need to pretty much... If they're serious about player safety, they need to just be like, look, if they're doing victory formation, don't fucking touch them. Like, that's the game. Or they need to have something where you come out with, like, a quill and parchment and you guys just sign away. And you're like, look, the last couple of downs, man, let's just go to McDonald's, get served by Brendan all in a day.
I hear he's really good at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
I like a white man serving me at McDonald's, and they all nod in agreement.
I'd always throw weird condiments in the bag, so it was hilarious to me. Yeah, french fries, have some grape jelly.
I thought you were going to say weird condoms, which would be way funnier.
Had I stayed there long enough, I might have started doing that.
Here's a French tickler.
Brandon's a real man. Why would he have a condom? Gross. Yeah,
so, I'm not a sailor.
The very next play... Sorry, I was thinking, it triggered me. I was just thinking of Last Christmas. The very next play, you gave it away. Sorry. So the very next play, they do the same shit again. Even though there's already been, like, mayhem, as Paulie Walnuts would say, and ejections, Seattle's up to their old tricks. At this point, Jefferson for Seattle gets ejected. This is where it gets really fun, because Jefferson is walking toward, the fucking exit to the field, the tunnel. And the fans start pelting him with shit. Like a fucking drink flies at his head.
Which one? Real dick move on the fans.
Fuck yeah.
Not they're, cool with that.
Their piece is a complete garbage.
No good. Fuck him.
I mean, it's kind of funny, but don't do it.
I mean, it's funny, but yeah, dude. You could, like, legit hurt the guy. Like, some ice could, I don't know, straw could go in his eyeball, and then he's blind for, like, the saddest reason ever.
Good.
So he's walking, and the Jag fans are being pieces of shit. And this flies at him, and he then charges toward the stands and, like, really makes the old college try of trying to climb up the side of the stands and get these dudes, like Ron Artest style. And
hey, John, a little Florida callback, huh? You mean Florida fans are pieces of shit?
Yeah, exactly. Florida's full of savages? So, yeah.
Yeah, Jags fans, like, no. Learn your place a little bit. Like, you finally get good, and now you think, like, you have the right to...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just complete cockiness. Like, that's reserved for the Philly fans and their zero rings. Yes. Learn your place.
Throw batteries, not sodas.
Throw drinks, yeah.
Throw batteries at Santa, not at players.
So he gets pulled down by some coaches and is still just flipping the fuck out. Like, and you're watching him for like 30 seconds. Like, holy hell, is he going to give it a second go? And he finally goes, like, under a much heavier pelting. Like, once people see what's going on, more shit starts flying at him. I am just cackling while watching this. It's like the craziest shit I've seen in like a good season, I would say. And it was just a complete highlight. Like, Seattle loses and this happens? Like, I fucking had to fondle myself afterward.
I'm just disappointed he didn't get up and over into the stands, because I feel like it would have been fascinating to watch him versus the entire stadium, like, just Hulk smashing left and right to see how far he
can get. That would have been fucking, like, the highlight of highlights.
I just want to know his thought process. Like, first of all, you're not getting over that wall. And then, even if you do, what's your end game here? Like, just...
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a zombie apocalypse kind of thing. Like, yeah, you can take out, like, a few of them, but you're eventually going to get overwhelmed by the numbers.
Yeah, completely. Like, the fucking Skrulls with Hulk or something. Yeah. Also, Travis, I'm disgusted that you had to label it as his end game.
Oh, Travis.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
No, I get it. You're just completely... heated? I don't fucking know.
I'm fuming.
I've never been... No, I take it back. I've been that pissed. I've never been so pissed I thought I could take a stadium, though. Let's boil it down. Like, that's anger I've never comprehended.
There's literally, like, 70,000 witnesses. Like,
it's also confidence I'd have never had either.
Oh, yeah. That.
So I think it's a bad look. I don't respect it unless he goes out and finds these fans in, like, public and then beats the shit out of them. It's like, all right. Well, at least you finished the job. Like,
yeah, he like hunts them like Michael Corleone at the beginning of Part 3. Worst movie to reference ever. But he blows up the guy who blew up Apollonia. He's like, yeah, it took 20 years, but I found
when Ron Artest did this, he got an 86-game suspension. I think he should at least get suspended.
I mean, I think he's probably serving.
Oh, he's not coming back to the season. Like, he's not a starter, so it's not even worth like bringing him back. He's definitely going to be suspended for the rest of the year, I think.
Oh, the suspensions have not come down for this? I thought it was a bunch of, like, one gamers or something.
Well,
bullshit.
Maybe. That's got to be more than a game.
I would hope, man. Like, it was not. And then Earl Thomas afterward was being a complete piece of shit. They're just... Seattle's a bunch of horrible losers. And they're not, like, good enough anymore where they can get away with that. Like, they're 8-5 now. That's, like, 5 games you were really shitty after.
You lost the Redskins, like...
Yeah, for fuck's sake. God, that was the sweetest. That was our Super Bowl. That was the sweetest.
That was our Super Bowl.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, they took down, like, Seattle, I will say this every episode, has been the bane of the Redskins. They have eliminated the Redskins, I believe, the last three times that they have been in the postseason. They are the fucking postseason Grim Reaper for the Redskins.
They tore RG3's ACL.
Yes, they did that. There was the one time that I really remember the Skins getting a playoff win.
They gave us Jim Zorn, so screw them.
Fuckers, they Trojan horsed us.
I love Jim Zorn. Shut up.
The Skins got that one win over Tampa Bay. No cannons were fired that day. And then they go to Seattle and lose. And yeah, I believe it was at least one more time under Gibbs. They lost to Seattle or some shit. It was they've three times. The last three times they've been in the playoffs.
I believe it's 05, 07, and 2012.
Yep, there you go. My man knows it. My man T-Cup. T-Cup on T-Cup. The math. On the math ones is a T-Cup
tooses. In the house.
Other than that, again, if you avoid the Redskins and just flip around to watch games for the sake of great games, you had a nice week. There's a snow game in Buffalo. Shady McCoy rips off a run in OT, like with 1 minute left. I love a good snow game. I don't know. Do you guys get off on the snow games?
I do. This was a snow game to the highest extent.
It looked like 5 inches or some shit on the ground. Like, it was real snow.
Which I had 5 inches. But yeah, it was great. I think that I always saw the highlights of it, but from the highlights, oh man, that looked like a fun game to watch.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was like, it's always football from back when you would like smoke and drink in the locker room at halftime, and like you just had a little leather strap as your helmet. Like, people are like, the forward pass. What is this madness? I guess the rules would permit it. Like back when the forward pass was the same way the alley-oop worked in semi-pro. Was it Jackie Childs?
Foul. Two fouls.
Yes. Yeah. Not Jackie Childs. Jackie Moon. Yeah, Jackie Moon. Jackie Childs is the Johnny Cochran knockoff for Seinfeld. Yeah, where they don't know what the fuck happened. That first forward pass, this was allowed? I guess. The letter of the law, though. No. It's not in the spirit of things. And that's
kind of barbaric.
It's just running. Yeah. It's just running play after running play. Like it's like watching you and your drunk friends play football. It's fucking great. Just like balls are getting fumbled, balls are hitting people square in the hands, and they're just like, bah, my hands, and they drop the pass. You can't help but love that.
I mean, watching it, for a second I thought, I feel so bad for these fans, but then I remembered they're Bills fans and they're like fucking most insane people.
I love seeing the photos of like the audience. Like, they're all like just covered in like 2 inches of snow. They still
But they definitely loved it because they're insane. They they fucking throw each other through tables.
The Bills fans are the same as those Game of Thrones zombies. Like, they got the ice blue eyes. They fucking, nothing brings them down, man. Riding their ice dragons into the stadium. It's cold. They're not humans. They're weird, like giant dwarf things. I don't. Yes, Brian.
You live in Buffalo. You live in Buffalo. What else is going to make you sad?
Yeah.
You're already sad individual. You live in Buffalo. Yeah. It's almost as bad as living in Cleveland.
You already waved. No, it's like literally Cleveland and Buffalo just in the summer of 74, like waved goodbye to industry. Like, are you coming back? And industry just laughed and moved to China.
So you got Buffalo wings.
Industry went out for a pack of smokes.
Yeah. My dad, industry, he'll be back. And nothing will ever happen. The entirety of Buffalo in the 80s was just like, we have Rick James. That's it. Somehow he lives in a mansion because he came from this place. And that's it. Since the four falls of Buffalo, as we'll call them, what has Buffalo done? Nothing. Nothing. And I get a big taste of Buffalo because I go to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, the Buffalo Bar in the Herndon area. And you get to see Buffalonians, whatever the hell they're called, and you get to eat their buffalo fare, their poutine, and their pierogies and their kielbasa, clog your bowels. You're like, how does the plumbing of Buffalo, between the cold and their diet, how does a pipe last beyond 18 months? Like, those are the doctors of Buffalo, the plumbers. Like, those are the guys in the Rolls Royces. They have drivers and shit like that.
How should you think they feel that the one fun thing that came out of Buffalo was Rob Gronkowski, and now they have to see him concuss their
fuck them twice a year.
Yeah.
Just cuck them twice a year. That's got to be horrible. He's a hometown Buffalo guy?
Yeah, he's from Buffalo.
Oh, God. So his dad was just some Pollock steel mill worker and hasn't had a job in 35 years. And is just like, I hope my cum does something. And
it did a lot.
It did, yeah.
Well, some would say too much.
But
no, no, it's the other one was the murderer, Teacup. Sorry. Other than that, I don't know. There's, I think we've gotten to the majority of the stories of the week. We got Warren Sapp. Apparently, there's been a lot of, I guess, the Me Too moment hitting the. I like how I said that, the Me Too moment. Like, in another 5 days, this fad of reporting sexual harassment will die down. But the NFL Network's been racked with accusations and subsequently suspensions of who the fuck? Marshall Faulk, Warren Sapp, Donovan McNabb. A lot of dudes working at the NFL Network, it's been reported, were sexually harassing some of their female coworkers. And it's funny, like, some of those where you're like, I guess I believe it. Like, really, why the hell would you make this up? But then you hear the name Warren Sapp, and you're like, oh, that motherfucker definitely did that.
I think Darren Sharper worked for NFL Network right before all that stuff went down. It turned out that he, like, raped all the women.
Yeah, or he just...
Every
Tri-County area.
Everyone.
Yeah, fucking... I think Sharper would play GTA and just be like, that's it? That's all you got? Fuck, let me show you how I throw down.
Attila Hunt would be like, Jesus, dude.
Yeah,
like, fuck.
Keep it out of someone. Good Lord. Save it for the battlefield, Sharper. Yeah,
It's rape and pillage, not rape and rape.
He liked to do 2-a-days.
Yeah. It's like one of those bodybuilders, ordering a meal. I want meat with a side of meat. I want my rape. I want a cup of rape, no ice. And for dessert, I want rape. So,
his favorite movie is Planet of the Rapes. He likes reading The Rapes of Wrath.
That's raping Gilbert Rape.
God. There you go.
Something about rape cod. I don't know.
Tragic when John Kennedy died off the shores of Rape God. Darren Sharper flew him in.
He gets his high off rape pens. Like vape pens.
Oh.
Yeah, it's exciting.
As it run its course.
Favorite cartoon is Rape Ape.
Rape Ape.
Wait, I don't get that one.
Oh, you weren't around for Hanna-Barbera's Grape Ape?
No.
Grape Ape, but it actually sounds like Rape Ape. When
it really does, yeah. So Warren Sapp, let's be like, does he even get trials at this point? Like Warren Sapp should just. I know you're a Bucks guy.
I love him.
And who's,
it's hard. It's tough.
He just needs to be drawn and quartered at this point, right? Like that's justice.
I didn't look too deep into it until today, and interesting claims.
Who accused him of like who complained about this?
Give a real buzzkill is the answer, Travis Teacup. Someone, he has been accused.
It was the woman that, I don't know her official title. She's the one that put the clothing together for the people in the studio.
A wardrobe artist.
Wardrobe. See how I made that fancy? There you go. She's the one that made the accusation of him. And
buying them all.
Actually, Sapp's, what she accused Sapp of, it seems to be a lot more PG than the other. Was it Faulk and McNabb?
Well, the other dudes, were like texting pictures of their dick constantly, like grabbing her ass, hit it. Like I don't get fucking the confidence, man. Like it's one of those things.
I'll just say that if you're in charge of wardrobe for NFL Network, it sounds like you might need a vibrator. So
why is that?
Because she's lonely. I don't know.
I'm glad that you're concerned about her welfare and her social life. You're like, that just sounds like a demanding job. She probably goes home to a cat and needs to masturbate.
She's stressed.
That is sad.
Yes.
She blames Sapp for urinating in front of her.
Oh.
And that was one of the first thing. And
that's just lighthearted tomfoolery.
Yeah. He had like 2 minutes to run back and pee.
Uh-huh.
And she claimed that the restroom was her office. So that's where she'd be steaming stuff and getting clothes ready. And he said, you know what? The shitter can't be your office. I got to pee. And he said, I went in there and peed, but I shut the door. I didn't pee in front of her.
Okay.
So he made it sound very innocent.
Interesting.
I mean, as long as he didn't make her hold the coffee mug. Yeah,
I saw a different quote for this address. Like, I don't even pee in front of my wife. I was married to her for 9 years. It's not something you do. Not sexual. It's not cute. Not something you want to see. Last time I checked, if you ate some asparagus, it might stink. I don't think the smell is really the big issue here, but I do find it funny that that's what his defense is.
Someone hasn't been married.
He might have had asparagus at some point, but you shouldn't be in front of people.
He's a piece of shit, and he probably should get the electric chair for whatever, but maybe not this. And that's the official pronouncement of Pompous Football Podcast.
Do not support the views expressed.
No, it's cool. I turned you around on this. You don't have to act brave here, Brandon. This is a safe space. You can admit that he should be shot execution style for crying.
Brandon, being from Florida, who doesn't like to lay down in the shower and get peed on? It's good times.
I mean,
it's called foreplay.
A lot of jellyfish down there. You get stung, you gotta get
peed. Yeah, exactly.
Naturally, so the fetish grows from there.
So you piss on it and then suck the poison out, right? Or is that the wrong order? All right, guys, I guess we can call it an episode and then get over to the I'll Take a Leak in front of Teacup, and then we'll start the Papa's Basement show. So if you're listening on YouTube, just wait for us. We'll tweet the link to that momentarily. Give us 10 minutes. I really got to piss. Anything? Anything? Bueller? Anything we want to toss out there? That's a no. And Brandon?
That's been great.
All right, we're all.
This is a real high energy way to end the show.
Yeah. Oh no, it's one for the ages. This is a good one. Do you want us so amped up we run at the Jaguars fans? Is that?
Yeah, let's find
For the YouTube fans, you guys, I'll pull your dicks out and do pee hole kisses. That'll be the best way to end the show.
Yeah, like spread the head open like the sandworms from Dune. That's a reference one of you will get, but it's worth it for that one guy.
I know of the movie.
They're making a new one. The dude who did that second Blade Runner. Which apparently was, I loved it. Everyone else thought it was boring as shit.
I heard good things, actually.
I just got put back on ADD medication. I did not fucking move for like 3 hours.
Did you blink?
No. I fucking took a straw full of water and would dab it under each eyeball.
Like Clockwork Orange style.
Yeah, exactly. Every 30 seconds. So I was fine with it. My friend who mocks me for texting throughout movies, he was up every 5 minutes. He's like, how the fuck did you do that? Like, you are a commercial for Dexedrine. Like, that is incredible. You sat through that. I liked it. That dude is doing the new Dune, which is amazing because if you've ever seen really any film adaption of Dune, they are an affront to cinema. Like, you'd be better off wiping your ass with that celluloid. Like, that
I've never read it or, like, seen any of those before, but every time I've talked to somebody who knows about it, they pretty much respond exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's like the hipster way to be into, like, Star Wars. Where you're like, yeah, go enjoy your little queermo Luke Skywalker. I'm over here with fucking Muad'Dib Paul Atreides. That's my motherfucker. The fucking David Lynch Dune in 83 is so goddamn bad. So bad. It's got the dude from Twin Peaks, whatever the fuck, that Kyle MacLachlan. It's got Sting fighting in a Speedo with a really obvious watch tan. Fucking, it's a big piece of shit. But I recommend it. I mean, get real fucked up and watch it.
It's a rousing endorsement.
You will laugh your ass. It's so bad. But maybe, just maybe, we're going to get a good Dune. And that's what a football podcast should close with, talking about Dune for 5 minutes and the Fremen and the weirding way.
Warren Sapp could have used a rape goat.
All right. The happy music makes that joke all right. Everyone, that was Papa's Football Podcast, hosted at pfpod.com every episode we have ever done. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on YouTube. Just look up Papa's Football Podcast. Not fucking rocket surgery. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio, at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram. We've got Teacup Travis Dorwood. He is Travis Dorwood, D-O-R-W-A-R-D, on all of his social medias. We have Brian Bolte at Choke, not Chokes, Choke on Ritalin on his various social media. And Brandon, do your thing, man. What is, plug your shit. Enjoy your two listeners.
Most of my social things are just Brandon L.K. Hall, which is basically just my name, middle initials.
Worth stalking Brandon because, I'll be honest, you're starting to age out of the Harry Potter looking thing, but you still got a bit of
working
it.
On
stalk
it.
Him before he stalks you.
Exactly. I'm not very active, but I'm working on getting better.
That is true, because I tend to mute people that I don't really chat with, but you chat so infrequently that I don't have you muted. You just tweet like once
awesome.
A fucking month.
I'm just trying to fly under the radar.
Hop to it, man. Take those Outback breaks and tell us how much you hate college ball. All right. Till the next one. We are out of here.